For choosing customer support, my name is Quantica. How can I assist you today?
Yes, my name is Crystal Leggett. I was under the impression that when I downloaded the app that I had 3 days in which to cancel it. And they tried to charge my card yesterday for it. Right. And I had only had the app for 1 day.
Can I have your zip code, please?
29653.
First and last name.
Crystal Leggett. L-E-G-G-E-T-T.
Okay, can you verify that mailing address for me, ma'am?
Telephone number is 864-554-7517. Address is 4703 Main Street, Hodges, South Carolina.
Okay, ma'am, so it looks like you entered in our meal planning app for the Bite Tub. Basically, how that happened is you entered in a contest with us to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. When entering the contest to win Dyson vacuum cleaner, it automatically enrolls you into our meal planning app. But however, ma'am, we did not take the payment from you. Your card declined.
Can you please cancel any and all subscriptions from this company?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Just a second. Okay, ma'am, you're canceled.
All right, thank you. Will there be a confirmation email?
I can give you a, I can't really send out an email because the payment declined, but if it was a payment taken in, one could be sent, but I can't give you a cancellation number.
All right, just one moment. Let me, my office has to be the outdoors right now because every time I step in the house, because I'm on the phone, every child in the house is coming to me and asking me for things that they know they're not supposed to have.
I understand.
You giggle like you have kids of your own and been there.
I do. Well, I have a 1-year-old, and I'm just ready for her to get a little older because it's getting out of hand.
Well, I have a 12, a 10, a 5, and a 3.
Oh, I know you're paying a little bit, just a little bit.
All right. Let's see. I'm back in the house. That cancellation number?
It's going to be capital C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920-399-404.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you for choosing customer service. You have a wonderful day, and tell those kids to stop asking for snacks.
I think my option at this point is when they ask for something, I said, yes, you can have something. You can go stand in the corner till I'm done. And there is something humiliating about sticking a 10-year-old in the corner. They absolutely hate it.
Well, I got to use that one when she gets a little older.
I can tell you that there is, having 4 kids now,
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if you are one to give a single swat on the bottom with like a paper towel tutor.
Mm-hmm.
But once they start walking and stuff, there is
she's
nothing
walking.
Wrong.
Yeah, mine's walking now.
Well, there is nothing wrong with that because it's not going to hurt their little diaper bum. And if you can teach a little bit of manners before they ever hit the 2s and the 3s and the 4s, mm-hmm. it is well worth it because I did not do that with my 12-year-old.
Right.
But I figured out the hard way you were supposed to, and my 10 and my 5 and my 3 are much better behaved.
Right. And people think there is something wrong with, you know, you trying to discipline your child, but if you get in a grocery store and they acting up, that means, you know, you let them get away with it at home. You got to discipline, it starts at home.
Well, there is a fine line between disciplining your child and abusing the child.
Right. You do have a point with that one.
Well, and the thing is with mine is I, because in my household I grew up in, it was borderline abuse.
Wow.
You know, my mom would pick up that paddle and she would switch our bottoms until, while she was angry, until her anger had subsided.
Oh,
you know,
no.
black and blue marks on your behind, only on your behind. But with mine, it was, if they did something that made me mad like that, they stood in the corner or sat on their bed until I'd calmed down. Then we dealt with it.
Right.
And
well, mine's at the age she is now. I just give her a little pop on her hand. And like you said, I'll hit her on her pamper, but she's not feeling anything. She just know I'm hitting her, and she just know, you know. So.
The one crazy thing I can tell you from having had four kids, is use a different object than your hand.
Okay.
Get a fly swatter.
Mm-hmm.
Or a paper towel tutor.
Mm-hmm.
But use something other than your actual hand, because otherwise they connect. Even that young, they start getting the connection that your hand is the thing that does the discipline. Let it be something else.
Right.
And that's coming from a mama for kids.
I understand. I'm taking all the advice, ma'am. I'm taking, this is my first time.
And yeah, and it's, well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the teeny little guy, little girl, because they only stay that way for so long.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for helping me with that cancellation, and I am going to get back in the house from my office in God's great world, back to the insanity behind the door.
Okay, ma'am. You have a wonderful day. And thank you for choosing Custom Support, ma'am. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.